I tell you, little buddy, this whole island is bewitched. Just a castaway, island lost at sea. Now I'm stranded on my own. Stranded far from home. Come on. You remember, we were shipwrecked together. Stranded, I'm so far from home.
Welcome to this bonus episode of Sound Opinions. I'm Greg Kot. My co-host is Jim DeRogatis. And if you want to be the first to hear our bonus podcasts, become a Sound Opinions member on Patreon like Elizabeth Streit. Elizabeth, I hope I'm pronouncing your last name correctly. If not, please send me a nasty email. But thank you much.
Send a nice one, and we'll thank Elizabeth again, because we appreciate her. Streit.
Right, Elizabeth.
Street.
Thank you so much. And we've got a bunch of bonus podcasts for you coming up, because we've got so many songs we want to put in the Desert Island Jukebox. Jim, give us a hint of what you're going to do today.
I'm going to play a song inspired by one of the words of the year, Greg. People forget, you know, because they hear us on the radio and the podcast between their headphones. We are, first and foremost, word lovers and writers.
Okay.
And this is the time at the end of the year when the Oxford English Dictionary and Dictionary.com and Webster's, they all release their words of the year.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm privy to that, and I cannot wait to hear what you've got. That's coming up on Sound Opinions.
Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
That's not just the sound of that first sip of Morning Joe. It's the sound of someone shopping for a car on Carvana from the comfort of home.
That's a good blend.
It's time to take it easy, like answering some easy questions to get pre-qualified for a car in minutes.
Talk about starting the morning right.
Just like customizing your terms so your car fits your budget.
Mm-mm-mm.
Visit Carvana.com or download the app to experience car shopping the way it should be. Convenient, comfortable.
Welcome back to Sound Opinions. Jim, what song are you going to add to the Desert Island Jukebox today?
Well, Greg, there is as yet, as far as I can tell, no song inspired by the Oxford English Dictionary's 2023 Word of the Year, Riz. Do you know what that means?
Yes, charisma.
Yeah, charisma. Someone's ability, I quote Oxford, to attract another person through style, charm, or attractiveness.
Mm-hmm.
We have none of those traits. None.
Yeah.
And then
heavy burden.
Dictionary.com went with hallucinate in the sense of artificial intelligence tools spewing misinformation. Why they don't just call it getting stuff wrong, I don't know. But look, I think the word of the year was best voiced many years ago by polystyrene. Here it is. Artificial intelligence, Mr. Kot.
Mm-hmm.
Look, I'm not alarmist about technological change, although we have seen 1.5 of the media industries in which we've invested our lives driven to the brink of extinction.
Yeah, that's true.
what is a dead tree newspaper anymore? Mm. Tribune doesn't even have a newsroom anymore. You know, the Sun-Times is on life support. Public radio struggles. We're an independent production now. You know, despite all that, I don't think that the robots are going to become sentient and exterminate us. To hear all these senators lately citing the Terminator movies as the robot out of control. But I will tell you, as a college professor, the number of lazy students asking one of these AI programs to give them a paper. And now, I teach reviewing the arts, and everything is basically criticism to me. I want my students to give me their emotional reaction and their analysis head and heart on whether the artist is Mavis Staples or Billy Corgan or Frankie Knuckles, right? And so I can tell when the AI response comes in. Smashing Pumpkins were a paradigm of the alternative rock genre. Now, that doesn't tell me, my friend, whether you like them or not. Mm-hmm. But I live in fear of that tool getting more sophisticated. Write me a bad review, chat, whatever it is. But I don't like Smashing Pumpkins. Mm-hmm. Is it going to get close enough? I don't know. I mean, I think it's a tragedy, really. If you are trusting a machine, an algorithm, the great corporate matrix of digital knowledge, quote unquote, to generate your emotional reaction and your reading mm-hmm. of any piece of art, well, then humanity is done. Okay.
Yeah, yeah.
So, you know, the word I've been thinking of is artificial. Polystyrene voiced it so well. Have we talked about X-ray specs too much on this show?
No.
I don't believe there is a possible.
Not possible.
No, it's not possible.
Yeah.
We did a classic album dissection of their debut, immortal, brilliant classic, 1978's Germ-Free Adolescent. We talked to Polly's daughter, who made a great documentary. This is back in 2022. We've played other songs by X-Ray Specs, but we've never played Artificial. Polystyrene was so far ahead of her time. After she shouts out Artificial, the song begins, "I know I'm artificial, but don't put the blame on me.
Hmm.
I was reared with appliances in a consumer society."
Mm-hmm.
And later she says, "Existence is elusive, the kind that is supported by mechanical resources."
Mm-hmm.
Man, the Wachowski sisters, the Matrix, we're all just plugged in. This is scary stuff. I would think that music remains one of the antidotes to this kind of fascistic control by the machine. But I when I hear Polly, I believe it's still possible.
Yeah.
Polystyrene, Artificial. Polystyrene, Artificial, it's as much a warning as a celebration.
That whole album is just, rife with those kind of, you hate to say predicting the future, but certainly aware of where we're heading as a world, you know.
Through her X-ray specs,
really,
Polystyrene
really smart,
saw the future, yeah.
Smart woman, and delivering the message, delivering the news decades ahead of time, right?
Yep.
Great stuff. That's it for this bonus episode. For more full episodes, visit soundopinions.org. To sponsor the show, email sponsor@soundopinions.org. Thanks for listening.
Sound Opinions, as always, is produced by Alex Claiborne, Andrew Gill, our associate producer, Sol Delgadillo, and our Columbia College intern, Max Hatlam. Social media is handled by Katie Cott.